Now next question, very important one, brothers and sisters. How do I repent from backbiting? I don't want anybody in this room to tell me I've never spoke ill of somebody in their behind their back. It's such a common human experience. But the good news is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafurun Rahim. Allah is the most gracious, the most merciful. All you have to do is sincerely seek His forgiveness and you will be granted it. However, when it comes to the sins that you commit against other people, Allah requires you to try to make it right in this dunya before He grants you forgiveness. Understood? You don't steal $1,000 from somebody and then say, Allahumma ghfirli, may Allah forgive me, and then you're cleared. And then you go and enjoy the $1,000. Would that make any sense? Absolutely not. That would be dhulm. Allah would be approving and allowing oppression. Allah doesn't allow oppression. So if you go harm somebody, you owe them to try to undo that harm, to give them back the right that you stole from them. The debt that you owe them in this dunya, you give it back. Now when it comes to stealing something or hurting or breaking, maybe you broke their phone or you did something, it's a very easy solution. Make tawbah to Allah, seek the person's forgiveness and buy them the thing that you broke, right? Usually it's pretty simple. You undo the damage that you did. Now when it comes to spoken, like backbiting, it's not as quantifiable, right? You can't quantify the damage you did as easily. And you can't quantify, how do I solve this problem, right? What am I going to do? I spoke ill of them twice, so I'm going to speak good about them twice. It's not that simple. Sometimes the damage you threw out there, you can't just undo it, right? You following me? So how do you do it? Here's the steps the ulama mentioned. Number one, tawbah. The first step, just like any other sin in the world, first step is to seek Allah's forgiveness, sincerely. Oh Allah, forgive me. So the part of seeking Allah's forgiveness is you are acknowledging that you made a mistake. Oh Allah, I acknowledge that it was wrong to speak ill of somebody behind their back. I acknowledge that I did wrong. I made a mistake. I'm humbling myself to you, O Allah. O Allah, I ask you to forgive me. Istighfar and tawbah, that's first step. Next step is to sincerely turn away from the sin. The first sign that your tawbah, inshallah, was accepted is that you actually stay away from it. Now, if you're not staying away from it, that's an indicator. It's not guaranteed. It's an indicator that your tawbah was not accepted. Now, is it possible for Allah to accept your tawbah even though you went back to the sin? Is it possible? Who says yes? Raise your hand. Is it okay? Like, will Allah, is it possible that Allah may forgive you even though you return back to the sin? Who says yes? Raise your hand. Who says no? So you're all right. The answer is yes. It's certainly possible. Allah's mercy is vaster than anything we ever can imagine. Rahmatullahi or rahmatu rabbi wasi'at kulla shay. Allah's mercy is vaster than anything in existence. However, you can't play a scheme on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're weak, if you're addicted, if you have problems and you just keep returning, Allah says very clearly in al-hadith al-Qudsi, in one of the highest ranks of hadith, Allah says, if you, as long as you keep turning to me and you believe in me, I will continue to forgive you, وَلَا أُبَالِي, and I don't mind. I'm not going to hold it against you, not like creation holds it against you. Allah is most merciful, but you got to keep trying. You can't be trying to scheme Allah and say, okay, you know what, I'll just seek your forgiveness in Ramadan and then go back to my evil. And you know what, who thinks they can keep a scheme up against Allah, the one who controls the world and the universe? So if you're sincere and you fall off the bike again, you get back up and you get back on, and Allah inshallah ta'ala will forgive you. However, if you're trying to scheme, that's a problem, and the chance of you being forgiven is unlikely. So You seek Allah's forgiveness. You pledge to stay away from this sin. Oh Allah, I acknowledge this was a mistake. I acknowledge it was corrupt of me to do. I acknowledge that you don't approve of this. I acknowledge that I'm harming myself and others. And oh Allah, I will make an effort to stay away from this sin. So in this case, we're talking about backbiting. When you say, oh Allah, I will make an effort to stay away from a sin, you have to show Allah that you're trying to really stay away. How do you do that? How do you show Allah that you're trying to stay away from the sin? Yes. Yes, you place obstacles, second plan, you place obstacles in your path between you and the sin. So, yes, it requires some foresight, it requires some strategizing. Just like you're going to strategize for pretty much anything you want to succeed in dunya, you should strategize to succeed in the akhirah. You say, okay, every time I hang out with my friends, we backbite people, we talk behind their back, we mock others, we talk haram, we curse. Okay, maybe I need to, number one, maybe I need to change my group of friends. Maybe I need to go to them and tell them, hey guys, if I'm going to keep hanging out with you, I'm not going to participate in any of this behavior. If you guys do it, I'm going to leave and we can't be friends anymore. You have to draw some lines. If these people are, maybe that's your problem, the group of friends. Maybe you're the problem. Maybe you just like to be the center of attention. Maybe you enjoy the gossip. Maybe you're jealous of others. We talked about some of the motivators of backbiting. You're the one who initiates because you're jealous, because you can't justify your behavior. So you gotta pinpoint what is it that's causing the problem and start taking steps to prevent you from making this sin. You're not allowed to say, oh Allah, forgive me, and then you take no steps whatsoever. You haven't stopped the things that are dragging you into the sins you're doing. Then you're not sincere. You're not really asking Allah. You're not really making an effort to please Allah. You're just playing a little game. So you got to take some steps. So prevent yourself from backbiting. One step we talked about last week, one of the brothers was asking, one of the best strategies I found is you need a partner. You need a friend. If you have a circle of friends, you guys are 5-6 people, there's got to be somebody in that group who you can hold, ask to hold you accountable, and you hold them accountable. Like, hey, me and you, like the whole, we can't convince everybody just yet, but me and you, look, if you ever catch me backbiting or cursing, you stop me, and I promise you I won't get mad. And I'll do the same for you. You're going to find somebody, and two is a nice crowd. Two is a start, and two becomes three, and it becomes four, and it becomes five, but it takes time. But as long as you got two, you got a supporter. So start there. That's one strategy, but we're going to get to the strategies near the end, inshallah. Okay, so first step is make istighfar. Second step is to sincerely intend not to go back and to prove to Allah you're trying to put obstacles between you and backbiting. Step number three is you need to start finding, okay, can I quantify how much backbiting I did? Like, and you see, the beauty of a person who makes tawbah quickly from their sin is that they can still remember the sin because it was just done today, this morning, and they make tawbah to it right now. The Prophet, in fact, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, when a servant of Allah does a good deed, the angels are instructed to record it immediately. The angel that's on your right is instructed to record it immediately. But when the servant of Allah does an evil deed, a sin, Allah tells the angel on the left, wait. Wait for 6 hours. In case my servant decides to make tawbah, in which case don't even record it at all. Don't record that they did the sin, then they made tawbah and it was forgiven and it was overridden. If they make tawbah within 6 hours, don't even write it at all. SubhanAllah. Look at Allah's mercy. So you have that 6 hour window with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this doesn't mean, again, we talked about earlier, don't scheme with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, you know what, I'm just going to live a miserable life and make tawbah within 6 hours each time. You can't scheme with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, that's a way to ensure that you get punished and that you don't succeed. Trying to, astaghfirullah, trick Allah, wal a'adhu billah, right? No, but this is for those of us, we fall into mistakes. We're not perfect. But from Allah's mercy is He allows you, when you're remembering your sins immediately and you seek Allah's tawbah right away, you get to remember them. And then you get to remember the consequences they caused. I'll give you an example. You spoke ill of somebody behind their back. You remembered it like within a few hours, or right away you remembered it. You're like, astaghfirullah, how do I got to make up for it immediately. If you remember it right in the same gathering that you just spoke ill about somebody, you could say, hey guys, you know, sorry, I didn't mean to speak ill of the person. You know, he or she or whatever is, we'll talk about one of the ways that you can, inshallah, undo the damage you did, is to speak good of them in the same gathering. Now, you don't make up something. You don't lie and just say, oh, let me say anything good. No, you say like, you know what? I exaggerated. They're not, you know, stupid. They're not silly. They're not this, that. I do apologize for what I just said. I was just angry, you know, please forgive me, I'm not going to say that kind of stuff again. Not only are you teaching your gathering by modeling good behavior, but also you're catching yourself quickly. If I asked you guys, write me a list of all the people you have backbit in the past year, in the past 365 days, would you be able to even get 1/4 of that list? Yes or no? I wouldn't be able to, I can't remember, and that's a problem. However, the sooner you catch yourself, the more likely you're gonna be able to undo your damage, because the damage didn't get so far yet. It didn't leave this gathering yet. They didn't go and report to other people and mock the person and talk about their private affairs. The sooner you catch your sin, the easier you're gonna be able to catch the damage that you're causing. So don't allow yourself, repent quickly, and don't allow yourself to undo the damage that you can. So one of the ways that you, so I said tawbah, then sincerely intending to Allah to not return to this bad behavior. Number three is you try to undo the damage you did. One of the ways is to speak good of this person. Let's say what you said about them was true. They came in, they were angry, they cursed at somebody. So you told the story later because it was funny or whatever. Now you're like, well, I just told their private situation about somebody. So you go in the same gathering, before you leave, you say, hey guys, you know what? It was wrong of me to tell you that story. Please don't spread it. We're all going to get sins. And guess what? This person actually is really, usually they're calm. You tell the truth, of course. Don't just lie. Usually they're fine. They must have had a bad day. You know, it's okay. It happens to all of us. It happens to me too. And you know, you try to undo the damage you just did. And you know, they're usually a good person. They're usually looking out for others, so on and so forth, right? Inshallah, you undo the damage. Now let's say you don't remember the backbiting, or you didn't make tawbah right away. You made tawbah months later or years later. It's been a long time, you're not even friends with these people anymore. But you still owe that debt, right? You don't get to steal $1,000 and then 6 years pass by and you say, well, I don't owe it anymore, it's been 6 years. No. You owe it until the day of judgment or until you make up for it. So now what do you do if it's been too long, or if there's no way really to speak good about this person, like there's no way to fix it in that direction? You have a few options. If the person knows about the damage you did, and you know that if you go up to them and ask their forgiveness, it's not going to reopen old wounds, it's not going to ruin your relationship further, it's not going to cause a horrible situation. If you know that you're not going to lead to a worse problem, go to them and say, hey, listen, I did speak, you know, again, especially if the person already knows what you did. They know you spoke ill of them. You tell them, hey, listen, I'm trying to change my ways, I'm trying to make amends. And you got to humble yourself. Don't go arrogantly. You're in a position of humbleness. You're not in a position to negotiate here. You made a mistake, now you're owning up to it. Being a real man, being a real woman, being a real Muslim. So you go to them and say, hey, you know I messed up. You know I spoke ill of you, and I don't make any excuses. It was bad behavior on my part. I'm trying to fix my life around. I'm trying to get closer to Allah, and I really seek your forgiveness. I want you to forgive me. It'll never happen again. And I've you know, you give them your sob story. And if you feel like, well, I don't like to humble myself, I carry myself with a certain pride. Well, good luck. Take your pride to hellfire. On the day of judgment, you're going to be meeting this person, and it won't be in the same. You can just apologize all you want. They'll be like, sure, thanks for the apology. Give me your hasanat. Because in the day of judgment, it's a desperate situation. They're not going to accept your apology. They're not in a position to accept your apology anyway. They're going to take your hasanat. So it's either you humble yourself now, or you can enjoy humbling yourself on the day of judgment. So that's option number, I forgot which number we're at, right? That's how, if the person already knows about the damage you did, or if you know by bringing it up to them, it's not going to cause a big havoc, usually it will. So usually reserve this option for when they already know the damage that you did, right? Okay, next option. Let's say you can't bring it up to them. You spoke ill of them behind their back, they never even heard of it. So you're like, there's no way I'm going to go to them in their face after 6 months or a year or two or five and say, hey, I said this, this, and this about you. Sometimes you don't even remember what you said because it's been so long. So it's possible to go to them and just say, hey, I've wronged you in the past, or just say in general, do you forgive me for any harm that I've done to you in the past? And I'll, in exchange, forgive you for any harm you've done to me. We'll let bygones be bygones, water under the bridge. Inshallah, none of us hold each other to anything in the day of judgment, and we're clear. Usually a good way to do this is, I notice this is a trend that people do. It's a nice little trend. Before they go to Umrah, or before they go to Hajj, they send out like a mass text message to pretty much anybody that they know. They say, hey, I'm going to Umrah, I'm going to Hajj. I want to clear my slate with Allah so my ibadah can be accepted. I ask you sincerely to forgive me. I may have wronged you in the past. And you know, so you're making it general. And the chance that somebody's not going to forgive you in this situation is very unlikely. Unless you harm them so severely that they're like, no, I'm not going to forgive you. You need to come ask me specifically. Again, that's only if they know that you harmed them. If they know you were backbiting them. If they didn't know, they're just going to forgive you. Right? You've changed your ways. You don't talk bad about them anymore. So you tell them, hey, I'm going to Umrah, I'm going to Hajj, can you forgive me, and so on. Usually, most people just straight up forgive you at that part, right? So that's how you get forgiveness in general, inshallah, and it will clear the sin that you committed against them as long as you don't go back to it. What else do we do here? Yes, let's say the person has died, or the person is unreachable. They moved away, hundreds of miles away, they moved to a different state, it's been 10 years since you've seen them. Yes, you still are adult in Allah's eyes, and the pen was writing your deeds already. So if they moved far away, you can't reach them, you don't know how to seek istighfar from them directly, then you have to do a few things. Number one, you have to seek istighfar for them, from Allah. Allahumma ighfir li kulli man dhalamtu, wa ighfir li kulli man dhalamani. Oh Allah, forgive all those who I have harmed or have wronged, and forgive all those who have wronged me. This teaches you to cleanse your heart too. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you wish that Allah forgives you? Then forgive others. Don't say like, oh, I went on a mission to get forgiven by all the people I've wronged, but no way, everybody who harmed me, I'm holding it till the day of judgment. It's like, whoa, you don't see the imbalance here? You're going to carry in your heart that everything everybody did against you, but you're demanding or begging for them to forgive you? There's a real imbalance here. You have arrogance in your heart. You have entitlement in your heart. If you really want to be forgiven in this world, you got to develop the ability to forgive others. And inshallah, Allah's mercy will encompass you. So if you don't know how to meet this person, it's been so long, you don't even remember how many people you've backbit, say, Allahumma ighfir li kulli man dhalamani, Allahumma ighfir li kulli man dhalamtu, wa ighfir li kulli man dhalamani. Oh Allah, forgive all those who I have wronged, and forgive all those who have wronged me. Say this dua a lot for the rest of your life, inshallah. Next is if you know that you caused this person specific damage, give sadaqah in their name. You don't have to write if it's like write on their name, right? You know, this is in so-and-so's name. No, Allah knows your name. When you're giving sadaqah, you put it in the box, you pay on, you know, Islamic Relief, or you give sadaqah directly to a poor person, or whatever the case may be. You're doing it with the niyyah that this is to cover for my sins, that this is for this person. On the day of judgment, they're going to find some surprise hasanat in their scales. It's going to be because of the sadaqah that I gave on their behalf. That's another way to do it. Next is you make dua for them. Basically, now that you can't meet this person, you can't seek their forgiveness, you try to live a life of forgiving others so that Allah's mercy will encompass you, and you prove to Allah that you're trying to undo the damage you did by giving sadaqah in the name or doing good in the name of the people who you have harmed. Inshallah ta'ala, you'll be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any questions about how to get forgiven for backbiting? It's pretty straightforward, right? Yes. So venting, we're going to get to. So our sister said, can I clarify what backbiting is? I could do that in the Q&A. I don't want to do it now because we went through it last week and we just have a lot to cover. But in the Q&A, I'll go back. But yes, venting, there's a whole question about, is venting backbiting? We're going to get there, inshallah. So that is, how do you make up for backbiting? You basically think of it in your mind as a debt. Whenever you harm somebody in this dunya, you owe them a debt. On the day of judgment, the only way to pay off debts, the only currency left is your hasanat, your good deeds. And if you run out of that currency, they don't mind. They're going to give you their sayyat, their bad deeds. So pay off the currency in this dunya. And the easiest way is just don't backbite. The Prophet ﷺ said, it's not easy. It's easy to leave behind, but it's not easy in the akhirah. You should have took the easy route in this dunya. Yes. Jazakumullah khair. So if you're trying to speak good about somebody who is to undo or offset the backbiting you did, be careful, you're not just allowed to expose everything they do and the things they did privately and so on. So it's when you're speaking about other people, you don't have free reign. You can't just say what you like to say and to whoever you like to say. That's people's privacy, people's honor, people's integrity and dignity, even if it's good things. You're not just allowed to, you landed yourself in trouble, and now it's up to you to learn how to get out of it. And we gave a few options in Psalms. That's a good addition. Okay.